You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney. Across the country, poet laureates are almost always appointed by government officials. Often they're college professors with lengthy resumes. Not so in Oakland, where being a professor would actually disqualify you. Every year since 2012, Oakland has been crowning a high school student as its poet laureate. This year, seven finalists performed their work at a gallery in the city's uptown neighborhood. KALW's Holly J. McDeed tells us what they had to say.
And then once we get to one, after we do one, we have to make the nastiest, most troll coming down from the mountaintop sound we've ever made in our lives, right?
The final performance of Oakland's aspiring poet laureates isn't a poetry slam. Judges have already chosen the winner, though they haven't said who it is yet. But these seven poets have nothing to win or lose tonight. They're just here to perform for the city they might end up representing. Outside the gallery on Frank Ogawa Plaza, Gabriel Cortez, the MC for the evening, leads the poets in a warm-up exercise to help make them brave. The poets are nervous and huddle close to one another. Most of them haven't seen each other perform before, so they're not sure what to expect. They make eye contact. And with one final troll-like cry, they head into the gallery to wait for their turn to read. The room is jam-packed with literature lovers, parents, and friends.
And today we're going to be naming the 2015 Oakland Youth Poet Laureate. Wow, right? Can we make some noise for that?
The competition's a partnership between the Oakland Public Library and nonprofit Youth Speaks. Over the next year, the winner will have a few jobs. Run a Facebook page, respond to messages from fans and from the media, and attend at least five literary events. This year, more than 50 people applied for the Poet Laureate job. The final seven were chosen for their leadership potential. Judges looked at their resumes, as well as at the boldness and originality of their poetry.
I need you to say yeah.
Yeah.
I said if y'all are ready to hear some incredible poetry from the town of Oakland, say oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Nice.
First up is Erickson Amaya. He's 18, one of the older competitors. The youngest is 16.
Poetry is his power, his source of healing, and his resistance. Clap it up one more time for Erickson, y'all. See, I'm trying to forget images of brown people with bongs of Cheech and Chong, of hard taco shells from Taco Bell disguised as mine. I'm tired of gangbangers being the only representation of me on TV. I'm still wondering why they had to make a Beverly Hills Chihuahua 2 and 3. See, at times I be wondering why Narcos is the only Spanish word most people know, and why Cancun and Acapulco are the only places in Mexico that most people go. See, I'm thinking about...
Amaya's work is charged with calls for social justice. But the rest of the poetry is a blend of the personal and the political.
I'm sad that I had to take his brain when there were 1,000 other places that could have hit him, and he'd still be able to tell me he loved me without stuttering.
Not with tingling heat, but the numb cold.
But I know I'm not alone. We're 11 million strong, and like it or not, we call this land our home. Thank you.
Lucy Flattery Vicknesse's poem is dedicated to her friend Jay. She's white, Jay is black, and her poem is about realizing that they live in two very different worlds.
Little boy black sat in the back, two desks behind and one to the right, just close enough for hot breath on pale neck and note passing. Jay, this one's for you. 5'5", I know you can't dunk, Jay, but I promise, in our second life, splash siblings forever, okay, Jay? Jay, are you listening? You
know, Tova Ricardo dedicates her poem to her grandfather and his tiger tattoo.
He heard nothing but the monstrous, ear-piercing roars of grenade blasts shooting through battlefields like fallen stars, frightening creatures beneath feet, striking men drawn to war from propaganda greed, and heard the pounding roar of his country repeat. Vain exposure, ink.
And before Azaria Cole Shepherd starts reading, she warns the audience that she's not there to read poetry. She's there to tell a story.
Shot after shot, another brother shot dead. Won't be given any justice for the shot in his head. One shot, another dead and gone. And what can we do? Our worth is neglected. Another black king, another black queen. Our knowledge is our power. They don't want to hear us sing of freedoms. They don't want to hear us scream of war. They don't want to hear a scream at all.
But tonight, hundreds of people are listening. Go to almost any other open mic around the Bay, and the stages will be dominated by an older generation. Tonight, the young poets own the show. Wynn says that's what Oakland's Youth Poet Laureate program is all about.
We take the talent of Oakland youth and bring it to a much wider stage like you saw tonight. There's so much heart and soul in these youth in the community. Our youth are talented, and we just facilitate them.
But it's also a competition, and there's only one winner. Mayor Libby Schaff walks to the front of the room.
All right, you did not come here to hear a politician ramble on. You came here to honor our young people.
And the official Poet Laureate of Oakland is...
Tova Ricardo.
Ricardo walks to the front of the room, where she's handed a giant $5,000 check.
Oh my gosh. This means the world to me. For me, I just want us, the youth, just change the world, to go out there and to fight this crazy, crazy system that's trying to knock all of us down, and to just speak our truth, because that's the only thing that's gonna save us. We're gonna save us. So, thank you so much.
Ricardo is a 16-year-old Bentley High School student, and she's an active leader in her school's diversity club. Now she's going to go a step further to represent her entire city.
I want to inspire youth to whatever art form or whatever way they find peace and sanity to keep going with that and to not give up and not feel like they're not worth anything, that because everyone has a voice, everyone has a story, no matter what it is. You shouldn't listen to what other people say. You write from your heart, because no one's going to tell your story. You're the only one that's going to tell your story.
Ricardo may hold the Oakland Youth Poet Laureate title for the next year, but her plan is simple. Keep reading, keep writing. She's already giving shape to a lot of complex feelings, and that's poetry. In Oakland, I'm Holly J. McDeed for Cross Currents.